You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal of the Reimagine Success podcast. How are you doing today? I'm so happy that you joined me to talk about success, reimagining success, and everything about success. So in the past podcast episodes, I've been talking about the book Reimagine Success that I wrote with stories that share how I reimagined success for my life and got interested in STEM. And that book, you can get it at my website, melaniecrystal.com. And that's MelanieKrystle.com. So you can get your own very own copy of the audiobook or the paperback book. So we've been talking about that. And in thinking about reimagining success and the book that I wrote and how we've talked about the four principles of reimagining success: exposure, exploration, education, and application, I started thinking about what other elements of success have we not talked about in this podcast. And one that I realized we have not talked about, but when I think about successful people, I definitely think about this. It's the financial aspect of success. Financial freedom, financial security, having the money that you want for your life. So today's topic will be based off of a new book, and this book is called The Millionaire Mindset by Jerry Robert. And so I'm going to base our podcast today off of The Millionaire Mindset, and we're going to talk about a millionaire mindset and how that relates to being successful in your life, because we got to talk about the money, of course. So the crystal for today is also around the millionaire mindset, and that is, for you to go to a different place financially, you must do things differently, and that requires different thinking. So I'm going to say that one more time. The crystal for today is, for you to go to a different place financially, you must do things differently, and that requires different thinking. So the millionaire mindset, this author, Jerry Robert, believes that other people don't stop you from dreaming, you stop yourself. We get into our own way because we're afraid of what we might become, even if that something is wonderful. So he offers laws to help you gain financial success. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that a lot of these things that I talk about in order to gain and achieve success and transform your life all start within your mind, thinking, changing how you think and perceive yourself and others in the world around you. And it's no different when you delve into the financial realm as well, just like the crystal for the day shows, that changing and transforming your mind will help you transform your life and your finances. So let's jump right into the laws that are in the Millionaire Mindset book. Now, the first one is the law of sowing and reaping. And he also has a quote that I'm going to say, choice, not chance, determines destiny. So obviously, we get the ability and free will to make choices. And so our choices affect and help determine our reality. So let's look at that with regard to the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow is a cause, what you reap is an effect. And these are all based on our choices. So what is impressed upon the mind must be expressed in the body. If you sow poverty thoughts into your subconscious mind, guess what you're going to receive? Of course, poverty. And if you sow wealth, building thoughts and thoughts of prosperity, you will produce whatever you plant in the treasury of your minds. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. You cannot plant one type of seed and produce a different type of harvest. That's a law. If you sow wheat, wheat is what you'll get every single time. And, you know, if you sow an apple, you're going to get apples. And so if you sow poverty, thoughts of poverty, that's what you're going to get, thoughts of poverty. And if you sow thoughts of wealth, you're going to work and get yourself to that spot as well. So, like I said, all of this starts in the mind and starts in the thoughts. And that's why I'm sure Gary Roberts entitled the book The Millionaire Mindset, because your mind is what kicks off how you think about success and financial success. So can you think of a time in your life where you sowed poverty thoughts? Maybe said, oh, I'm broke, I don't have it, I won't ever have it. Think about that time like that. I know I've done it in the past. And just think about how easy it is to flip that mindset from the poverty, thoughts of poverty, to thoughts of wealth. And you may not have the wealth right now, but you can at least speak as if you have it or you will have it. And that'll change how you move in life and your actions. So now think about something you could say instead of the poverty thoughts. So if you walk around and you really may not have the money for whatever you want or need, and you walk around and saying, I'm broke. Oh, I'm broke. You're sowing that thought of poverty into your mind. How could you change that? How could we all change that? I don't have it today, but I will have it soon. I will have it next week. And this is how I'm going to get what I need to pay whatever bill or get whatever thing that I need and want to get. So you can, instead of saying I'm broke, say I don't have it today, but I will have it soon. And this is how I'm going to get it. See the difference? The end of that gives you a plan, an action, things to do to help you to get the additional money that you are desiring. When you say that I'm broke and leave it at that, then there's no action along with that. You're just settling for the spot that you're in. And this is not easy. The book's called The Millionaire Mindset, and we have to change our mind to change our finances. Not an easy thing to do. It sounds easier than what it is. And I definitely realize that. The next law in the book is the law of polarity. There are two sides to everything in nature, except gravity. Every circumstance in life has its opposite. Every situation can be seen two ways. You can't have an inside without an outside. It can't be a long way up and not be a long way down. No matter where you are today, everything you encounter is affected by the law of polarity. Start training yourself to see the good in everything. Start training yourself to see the opposite. And that kind of goes up to the previous law and suggestion that I made with our speech. So we may say we're broke, but there is an opposite to that. Wealth is the opposite to being broke. And you can speak it into your life. You know, I am wealthy, healthy, and wise. I have wealth. I will have wealth. Wealth is coming my way. So remember that for all the negative thoughts and things that you feed to yourself or others feed to you, there is the law of polarity, and there is two sides to everything and an opposite that you can tap into and retrain your mind to think about and strive towards. So that's the law of polarity. Next is the law of germination. We're talking about a lot about plants and planting here. The first law we talked about, what you sow is what you reap. Well, the law of germination says whatever is planted requires some time before it comes to fruition. And we've all seen this in life. We see this with babies. You know, babies are born not knowing much. They can't speak. They can't talk, walk. And it takes time, germination in this, using this language here, to grow into a child, an adolescence, and finally an adult. So every idea, everything you plant, requires a certain action, a certain amount of time before the outcome is realized. You need to sow your ideas, allow them to germinate, give them lots of energy, and then you will reap the rewards. Another word that comes to mind when I think of the law of germination is patience. Patience with action, of course. So, you know, sometimes, and especially in this culture that we're in America, we want things now, how we want it and when we want it. But if you think about the law of germination and just the natural way that things occur in life, we aren't going to always get everything now. You're not going to just come out being born an adult. You have to go through the stages of being a baby and child before you make it to an adulthood. And that's the same thing for financial freedom, financial wealth. You're not going to just, unless you're born into it. Now, we know those are born with silver spoons in their mouths. It may happen. But if you aren't born into wealth, you're not going to just pop out, you know, being wealthy overnight. It's going to take time for you to grow there. And I suppose you could probably win the lottery as well. That might be another alternative. But if your mindset's not right, then that money won't last very long either. So realize that germination, the law of germination, says that you need time to develop and to grow these ideas, to, you know, start acquiring the wealth that you wish that you had or that you would like to have. And that's okay. Do not be hard on yourself. You can be easier on yourself and more gentle with yourself in this way. The only way something will grow fast is if it receives energy. And you have to apply a lot of energy, but be patient. If you want to acquire higher income, give it time. Be patient. And the other thing is, many people quit in a few months. Some of these things take years. So if you're going to just give up in a few months, then you won't ever realize it. And you may be on the right path. You may be walking right on the correct path. You just have to be patient and consistent and continually walk on that path, and you'll get to the destination you're looking for. But if you quit too soon, then you'll never see that manifesting. So just remember to be patient with yourself. Give yourself time. And that the law of germination is true, that everything needs time to germinate and manifest. All right, well, I'm going to move to the next law, the law of vibration. The law of vibration is a powerful law. Everything on the planet vibrates. Thoughts are vibration. This is as esoteric as I'm going to get, but let's face it, thoughts are things and everything vibrates at a different frequency. And I'm pulling this here from the book Millionaire Mindset by Jerry Robert. What we have to do is raise our thinking to a higher level so we can vibrate on a much higher frequency. You need to think on a higher level so that you are able to see and attract certain things into your life. And also, I'll just say that one way to think on a higher level is to look at who you're surrounding yourself with. And the people that you are surrounding yourself with often are the same vibrational frequency as you. And if you want to elevate that, it can often take moving into new circles, adding to your friend groups, and adding to the people that you spend time with and hang out with, so that you can feed off of that energy at a higher vibration, and then you'll rise as well. So change your vibration, and you will change your results. $1 million ideas are in resonance with $1 million vibrations. If you want better results, change your vibration. We attract those things with which we resonate. So change your resonance. And I just mentioned that piece, that sometimes you have to change the people you're surrounding yourself with. What you think about, you bring about. Whatever's impressed must be expressed. Whatever you think about, you bring about. So be careful what you think about. Never think about what you don't want. And we've talked about this in one of our previous success books as well, the one by Mr. Harris. Thoughts are powerful. So in here, in the Millionaire Mindset, they suggest never think about what you don't want, because you'll end up attracting it and getting that, just what you don't want. Think about what you want. Always focus on what you want, and then you'll attract that, and you'll bring energy to that as well. Everything worthwhile starts as a fantasy, a dream. And if you hold on to that fantasy long enough and start playing with it, it turns into some theories about how you can do it. You get that action plan that we talked about. Theories that are worked on, developed, and energized turn into fact. So what you argue for, you get to keep. Many people argue for what they don't want to keep in their life. So for example, this example from Josh Billings, the trouble with people is not that they don't know, but that they know so much that it just ain't so. So just realize that don't argue for what you don't want. I mean, you be open. Be open to changing your mindset, to seeing things differently, to help you change your mindset and reach your goals. Now, the last law that I'm going to talk about from the book today is money cannot cure poverty. Every single problem, challenge, or storm you face today has its solution and idea waiting to be used. So understand that the only thing between your current challenge and its removal is an idea. So you can always have ideas and get ideas from other people on how to move out of the situations that you're in, good or bad, because, you know, some people are in good situations and they want to do more good situations, or they want to amass more money, wealth, businesses. And so they work on that. But also it can go the other way as well. We talk about the law of opposites. You can be in the middle of challenges and storms, and an idea is what will help get you out of that as well. So these thoughts and ideas are very powerful. Realize that money will not cure all of your problems. So money is not really the main focus. It's more of the mindset. And that's why this book is called, or based off of the mind and the mindset. So we've gone through the first five of the laws from the Millionaire Mindset. And we'll continue with this next podcast. But I hope you've learned a bit of something to help you change your mindset. And as I always like to say, pick one or two things that you can do to help you change and reimagine success for your life. So pick one or two of these laws that you might want to focus on and change. And just so that you can remember the laws, I'll go back through them one more time. All right, the first one is the law of sowing and reaping. And the second one was the law of polarity. The third one is the law of germination. The fourth is the law of vibration. And the fifth is money cannot cure poverty. So I look forward to continuing this podcast with you and talking about the Millionaire Mindset next week. And remember that the crystal of the day is for you to go to a different place financially. You must do things differently, and that requires different thinking. So let's all take steps to just open up and expand our thinking and allow ourselves to receive all of the wonderful manifestations that are awaiting us financially and otherwise. I wish you all well. Thank you for listening to Reimagine Success Podcast. This is Melanie Crystal, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.